Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meg's as cool as the other side of the pillow. Billy D. Williams.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the cool side of the pillow.
And I'm going to be bigger even. I'm going to be a bigger success than you can ever see. How do you like that?
Let me tell you something, and don't you ever forget it. Success is nothing without someone you love to share it with.
Remember, I saw Billy D. Williams in Lady Singers Blues. Came down the steps, he looked very cool, and I thought he was cool. I didn't want to get with him, you know.
There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one.
Lando Calrissian!
Come here. Come here.
You can call me Billy D.
Yes, Lando, yes.
Hello, what have we here?
Welcome, I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm the administrator of this facility. And who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia.
All right.
They rented Ryan's song, E.
The ultimate guy cry movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him, too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
The Danny Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
What an absolute thrill here on the Danny Parkin Show on The Score as I'm joined by Leila Rahimi to be joined by our next guest. You just heard it. You can know him from any number of things, but he's most known around the world for his portrayal of Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. But of course, we wanted to talk to him after the passing of Gale Sayers about his breakthrough role portraying the Bears legend in the critically acclaimed Brian Song, of which he was nominated for an Emmy for his performance on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park. It's our honor to welcome Billy D. Williams to The Score. Billy D., thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know you released a statement after
all the craziness that's going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing as well as we can based on like a curve for 2020. How are you doing? How are you handling everything?
Good. You know, so far so good.
Excellent. We read the statement earlier from that you released after the passing of Gale Sayers. How well did you get to know him when you were getting ready to portray him in Brian's Song?
In those years, it's been over 40 years now, I guess, about, what was that, 1972, I think, or 71, I forget exactly, but that's when I met him, and we had a very interesting relationship, but that, it was a very interesting time for me, especially because I always felt that I was meant to, it was no accident that I ended up playing Gale, but we were very similar in the sense that we were both fairly reticent young men who had a real private a sense of privacy, and you know, much of the time that when we met, we didn't really speak so much to each other as much as we furtively observed each other. I mean, I was always watching him to find out what his idiosyncrasies were, and he was watching me to see how close I could get to, I guess, portraying his character. But we had a very, very, very warm. He's a good relationship. He was a very fine man. He, in fact, I remember once I presented him with an award many years ago. But we always somehow, sporadically, we've always stayed in touch, or we'd always run into each other. But we always had it was a very special kind of relationship. I had a tremendous respect for him. And obviously to watch him play football was like a revelation. He was amazing in his day.
Yeah, Billy, what did you admire most about Gale Sayers, whether it was his runs on the field, which spoke for themselves, or his character, or maybe something you picked up in learning about him to portray him so well in Brian's Song?
Well, no, as I said, he was. We were similar in many ways. He was very quiet, very private, and I'm pretty much like that. I was perfect for that character. And in fact, we looked a lot alike, except I was better looking.
if you do say so yourself.
He used to laugh at my legs, because I certainly didn't have the kind of legs he had, or the use of the legs. But when you meet certain people, you can know that they're good people or they're not good people. He was a good person, and it's as simple as that, really. You just kind of go with your feeling, a gut feeling about a situation or a person. And he exuded a really kind of genuine goodness, you know. And of course, you know that Brian Song experience was very special. I mean, the whole thing was an act of love. That's how I usually express it. It was a real act of love. It was one of those perfect situations, you know, in one's life.
Can you expand on that? I mean, I know you said you felt like you were meant to play the role, and obviously the story was so moving, and it was an Emmy, and it was big for your career. But what about the role in Brian's Song specifically touched you so much?
Well, I mean, it was one of those situations where I was out. I'm from New York City. And I did a lot of stage work in New York City, and I had a son, and I was trying to keep him in private school at that time. That's when private school was a lot cheaper. I came out here to California, and to expand my career, and I was going through. I had just had my second marriage, broke up my second marriage. I was really sad. And the day that they called me in to audition for the role, I was in the right state of mind, so that worked for me. My dilemma and my sadness worked for me for that audition. And then of course when I met Jimmy Kahn, we had an immediate chemistry, so that worked very well. So I always, and of course, working with Buzz Kulick, the director, was a very special relationship. So it was one of those situations where, you know, you spend your life striving for some kind of success, and that success sort of comes to you. You know, you don't really look for it. I didn't really look for it. It came to me. This whole situation. So I always felt that was a moment, one of those moments when everything sort of fell into place for me in my life. And so I look at, you know, meeting Gale as a gift. And a gift that sort of propelled me in some kind of interesting way.
Yeah, you mentioned even on Twitter, how respectful you were and appreciative you were of that role and how connected you were. And you've played so many different roles that have meant so much to people and society over the years, whether it's, of course, your work in Star Wars, Lady Sings the Blues, your artwork, just what you've meant. And so people feel connected to you, but how do you rate Brian's song and connecting to Gale Sayers among the work that you've done in your career? Because it certainly seems like it was one of those roles that you really connected in playing.
Well, it was a monumental moment in my life. You know, it brought me to a whole different level at that particular time from what I was experiencing prior to that in New York on stage and doing the kind of television movies that I was doing at that time. This was it changed my whole life. You know, when I got the nomination and everything, that was very special. I should have gotten the award, actually. But
still a little bitter over that one?
But anyway, to be nominated was certainly an honor. But it changed my whole life at that particular time. Because within that year, that same year, I also did Lady Sings the Blues. So there were really two entirely different characters within months, actually.
That's the voice.
It changed my whole life when doing that over. So Gail will always be very special in my life, and I know that he's been suffering for a long time, and so it's really very sad that he's not going to be with us, but he is with us. You know, even though he's not physically with us, he's with us. He was very special.
Billy Dee Williams is our guest. He portrayed Gale Sayers in a should-have-won Emmy role, but he was nominated for playing Gale Sayers in Brian's Song. And Billy, you know, you were obviously a world-class actor, and that portrayal was so special. There were other, like, football players that were just playing themselves in that movie, and one in particular at this radio station. He was employed here for many, many years, Ed Obradovich, OB. I'm wondering if you remember anything about OB's performance in that movie, or just like the football players playing themselves in Brian's Song, because they were not exactly Billy Dee Williams and James Caan.
Right. Well, the guy that really impressed me, well, a lot of those guys impressed me, but Jim Butkus. I mean, this guy was did you know he wrote poetry?
Dick Butkus?
Yeah. This man who, when he was on the field, I mean, he was a destructive human being. He was like, it was amazing to watch him. I mean, with his legs, his legs were all messed up, but he was dedicated to destroying people on that field.
How was his poetry?
I never read any of his poetry. If I can find some of that poetry, I'd love to read it. But I was told that he liked writing poetry, which I always found very interesting. He was a very charismatic kind of individual, a very powerful individual. I don't know if you've ever seen him doing acting jobs. He was pretty credible as an actor as well. But he was very impressive to me. Gibran, what was it? How do you say it? Gibran or Gibran? Abe Gibran.
Gibran, yeah.
Yeah, he was another very impressive. I remember his hands. He had these very thick hands, palms. He was short in stature, but he had a powerful presence. He was married to a very beautiful woman. That was the other thing I remembered. But, and going to Rensselaer, Indiana, and working out with those guys was was one of those rare experiences, you know, that I think most people would never really ever have. I mean, to watch people train to destroy other people, which is very interesting to me. But all of those guys are all highly disciplined people who otherwise, I mean, you know, would not be. They're very, very nice, very lovely people. But once they got on that field, I mean, it was a whole other situation. But it was the whole experience. I just have to say, it was just so incredibly. Well, as I said, it was an act of love. It was meant to be, and it was rare. You don't find that kind of experience, much in your life. It's like once in a lifetime, and maybe twice in a lifetime kind of experience. I don't know if I answered your question or not.
You absolutely did. We can tell absolutely how much Gale Sayers and Brian Song meant to you. And you said, you know, once in a lifetime or maybe twice in a lifetime. You had so many of those roles. We were so excited when we were getting you on the show. We were actually talking before you came on. You know,
thank you.
What is the thing?
Jimmy now, on the other hand, he had great fantasies about really playing with those guys and almost got himself killed. I didn't take myself to that point, but he really got out there and started doing scrimmaging with those guys.
James Caan almost got killed during Brian's song. That would have been a big story.
I mean, he was scrimmaging with those guys. I mean, because he had, you know, I mean, he's a lot more athletic than I am, actually. So he was he was living out his fantasy with the Chicago Bears.
So how do you think he did on the field? Since you're the only one who saw it, or one of the few, what was the scouting report on James Caan?
Well, I mean, if you're not trained, you know, if you're not in a daily training to do that kind of stuff, you're gonna do okay, but you're not gonna, you know, you could get close to getting killed, because those guys are trained. Those guys are trained to, you know, there's like one. It's a mindset. You know, those guys are trained to hurt you. You know, so when you get out there, and I mean, it's like I remember once I was at a boxing gym in Philadelphia. What was his name? Who used to fight Muhammad Ali, Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
I remember I wanted to go in the ring and sort of just spar with Frazier, and the guy, his trainer said, no, you don't want to do that. Because those guys, you know, once they get into that mindset, they just don't, you know, it's like destroy time. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, with Jimmy went in there. I think he almost got himself killed.
Billy D, we were thinking, like, what? So obviously, so many people in Chicago associate you with that role, but around the world, I would assume it's Lando. What is the thing back when we were able to go out and about? You know, if they're seeing Billy D. Williams at a restaurant or taking a walk or something like that, like, what's the line or the thing that people shout out to you the most?
Well, people remember me for, you know, stuff I did in Lady Sings the Blues. You want my arm to fall off, or what's the matter? You don't like gardenias? Or it's Colt 45, you know, it works every time. Certainly with the Brian song, it's the speech that I give, the acceptance award acceptance. And, you know, it's just depending on the movie, which is, by the way, very interesting, and it's a real compliment, you know, when people can remember certain lines, like, of course, with Brian's song, you know, hello, what have we here? I mean, when people are able to remember, you know, repeat and the lines that you've had in these movies, to me, that's a great compliment, you know. So I enjoy it. It's fun.
No, absolutely. I mean, you have so many iconic lines. And, yeah, when you say welcome Leia in the movie, you're actually talking to a Layla right now. So if you'd like to say welcome Layla, that would go over very well, Billy D.
Welcome Layla. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I think I've just reached some sort of nirvana. What is your favorite line from one of your movies, Billy?
Well, I always like the, you know, what's the, I mean, you want my arm to fall off? I always like that one. I always like the, hello, what have we here? And, of course, with all of my lines and all the stuff that I had to do for Code 45. I just had a lot of fun with that stuff. You know, it was just great fun.
Yeah, do you get Colt 45 for life? How does that work?
Do I get Colt 45 for life? I still have some Colt 45 sitting around here in my garage.
I believe it. You should. You should have as much Colt 45 as you want. Billy D, I just want to say, like, thank you so much for your time and your generosity. And you did the role of Gale Sayers right. It was iconic, and it meant a lot to a lot of people around here, and it's awesome to hear how much it meant to you. So thank you very much.
To Gale, fly, beautiful spirit, fly.
Amen. Billy D. Williams on the score. Billy D., thank you so much.
Okay, you guys take care now. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.